everyone. We're back.
We're back. Lexi and Aria together again.
Woo! Welcome back to the Sponge Theory Podcast. It's been a while. We've missed you. Kate, it's been a second.
I don't think we've recorded together since November.
Yeah, it's been a while.
November.
Life has been literally insane. And
let's give them some updates.
Lexi kissed a boy. And I got engaged.
Yes!
So, everyone come to my wedding on May 10th. You're all invited.
It's gonna be so fun.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be bougie.
My dress is being made right now. This is not an ad, but it should be. I was trying on dresses. All of them are like the cheapest one you can find that's like not from Shein is like $1,500, I felt like. Like all of them that I was trying on were so
unless you get
expensive.
A crazy deal.
Yes.
Like Black Friday, like Lily got hers for like $800 for Black Friday.
That's insane. Ugh. Everywhere I was going though, they were like, that's $2,500. And the one that I loved was like $2,600. And I was like, you're joking. So then we heard about this place in Springville called Alp Bridal.
That's a terrible name.
I think it stands for something. ALP? I don't know.
Alp.
Anyways, we walk in. The lady's so cute. You literally, like, she went to design school in LA.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good.
That's the coolest thing ever. I went to design school in LA.
Yeah, right.
Also, I feel like in this alternate universe, actually, not my alternate universe, but I just feel like there's a universe out there where everyone's doing design, like fashion designers.
Yes.
Like I just imagine like in Cruella where they're just like designing stuff. How cool is that?
That's legit. That's what she does.
That's so,
like,
so cool.
I literally walked in and she like took my measurements and then I was like, I want it to look like this. Like I showed her a picture and I was like, I want the sleeves to be like this. I want this length. I want this like cut neckline. And she was like, okay, but yeah. And it was so much cheaper. Like,
wow.
Over $1,000 cheaper to do it there. Like, I think that it came out to be like less than $1,000. Well, like, she was just like, dresses don't actually cost that much to make.
Really?
She was like, all these people just have like these big like production lines and stuff. Yeah. Like, and she did it in like a week. So, like, I told her. And
is
then
it done?
I'm picking it up on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So 2 weeks ago, I went in, did all of that. Last Saturday, so like a few days ago, I went in for a fitting. She had it like halfway done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just like, oh, okay, wait, fix this. She was like, okay. She's like drawing on it. And then
oh my gosh.
I'll go pick it up on Saturday.
Wedding dress seamstresses do blow my mind.
Yeah, but that's a nice thing is I don't have to do alterations.
Yeah.
It fits me perfectly. It's exactly how I want. Because all the other dresses, I was like, I would change this.
Yeah.
Or I hate this. So that's my life update.
That's crazy.
What's your life update? Where are you going next week?
Next week, spring break, I'm going to Costa Rica.
Woo!
I'm going to come back all...
So tan.
All fried.
So tan.
Like a lobster. It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. We're going to go on some crazy adventures, and I'm stoked.
Are your little nephews going?
Yes, my nephews are going. It's going to be wild. It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be fun.
That will be so fun.
We're doing this full day excursion where we like get to go climbing and rappelling and then horseback riding and then in this waterfall thing. I don't even know, but my dad sends me the link and he's like, how does this sound? And I'm like, I was like legit, I was at work at the computer lab just like sitting there and I was like giddy. I was like, this is sick. So
how do I get invited?
Just show up.
Okay,
it's gonna be great. I'm currently obsessed with race cars.
Really?
I don't know why. I've been watching a lot of racing shows.
Oh.
I just think race cars are the coolest thing ever.
Have you watched Ford versus Ferrari?
Oh, have I?
That is one of the most excellent movies I've ever seen.
It is indeed spectacular.
I should watch that later.
I love to watch it in my dad's theater room, and we just turn it all the way up, and you can feel the cars rumble in your seats.
No.
Oh, it's the coolest.
Okay, we're doing that.
I'm also obsessed with a show called, have you heard of Grand Tour?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or like the old one is, Top Gear. It's just these old British guys and they just buy random cars and then they drive them around and they like do challenges in them and they just like piss each other off and it's so funny.
Wait, I love that.
So if any of you need a new show, go on Amazon Prime and watch The Grand Tour.
Oh, it's on Prime?
It's on Prime. Okay. It's so good.
I just finished Lessons in Chemistry.
Did you like it?
Yes. Well, I read the book.
Okay, good.
And I
loved it. Did it compare it. Good?
Excellent. Wow. And I feel like, you know, when you like a mad... Have you ever read a book before? Yeah.
In my adult life, probably about 6 books. Very short. I read the whole Maze Runner series last summer.
Such a good series.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been movies, though. It should have been a TV show. That's my hot take.
Oh, I agree.
It would have been such
there
a
good TV so show. There is so much in there it could have been. But also, like, the second... Is it the second or third? The second and third books are honestly pretty graphic. Like, yeah. Some crazy shiz goes down. And I understand why that isn't in the movie.
Okay, fair.
But if any of you need a book to read, read The Maze Runner.
Read The Maze Runner.
And then I'll watch the movies with you, because I absolutely love them, and we love Dylan O'Brien.
King.
Yep.
He is a king.
Aria reads all the time.
I love to read. I wish I could read more. My friend Ava, she has a cute little book Instagram where she posts her reviews.
That's so
and
fun.
And she reads like a book a day. I'm so jealous.
A book a day?
That's what it feels like. I feel like I see him every day.
Oh my gosh.
It's my dream.
Okay, guys. Now's the time. Let's dive into our topic.
Let's get into it. Let's dive right in.
Our topic today is questions that we don't have answers to and things we don't understand.
And if you understand them, don't come for us, okay? Because we're just girls. And
as many times as I can look something up, I can like understand the concept, but I'll never really understand.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of dumb. Things I'm just like, going to preface that. I'm kind of dumb.
Well, it's like, yeah, things like, you, like, know how it works, but you don't, like, know. Like, it's still just, like, blows your mind. That's what we're doing today.
That's what we're talking about.
And we're going to actually ask ChatGPT 3.5. I don't have 4. That costs money. Although I heard it's amazing. We're going to ask ChatGPT what it thinks and share that with you, and then we'll discuss.
And we'll see if we can understand it then. So first, we're going to talk about the questions that we don't have answers to. And these are, like, social situations.
Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch.
There's a lot. Okay, the first one, I honestly ask this question on a date all the time. But when a boy opens your door to the back seat, like, you're on a double date, he's opening your door for the back seat, are you supposed to slide over and let him in, or do you stay on your side and make him walk around? Like, I never know. I have to, like, read. I have to, like, watch him and be like, what am I supposed to do in this situation? What do you think?
We need to ask. We need to get some men on here.
I have asked before, and I honestly don't remember what they said, but I've gotten a variety of answers.
I feel like I literally have a fiance, and I don't even know. I almost feel like it seems more natural for them to, like, open it for you, and then you get it, and they close it, and they go around.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it would be in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's like, are they just trying to, like, read the situation?
Yeah. I think they're watching to see what you're gonna do too. I feel like most have said you're just supposed to sit and they're supposed to walk around. Unless you guys are, like, dating and it's, like, super chill, then you can slide over.
Yeah. But if it's not, like, an official date. Like,
also, a little, like, bumscoo is just a little awkward sometimes.
It is awkward.
So,
especially if the car has, like, the little, like, hump thing in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, your feet, you have to, like, lift them over.
So, if any of you have thoughts and opinions about this, please let us know. And here we are, typing it into chat. I don't know if chat's gonna know.
The customary etiquette in this situation is to slide over and make room for the person entering the back seat.
No.
It's a polite gesture to make it easier for them to get in without having to walk around the car. This applies regardless of whether it is a boy or a girl opening the door. Gender inclusive.
I don't think it understands that it's a date, but I could...
Let's ask. Let's say...
What if it's a date?
What if it is a date, chat? Even on a date, it's courteous. Oh, so I guess it's more courteous. But if they're trying to be chivalrous by opening the door...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's...
Trick question. They're supposed to close the door. You slide over and open it for them from the inside.
I do that sometimes as a joke.
That's,
like, reach over. Like,
how have I never thought of that till now? That's
so... That's the answer. Final answer. You're on chat.
That's so funny.
Just kidding. I always am careful to be very nice to AI. Because one day it's going to take over the world. And true. I want it to remember that I was nice. I'm always like, hello, chat. How are you doing today? Yeah. I have a question for you. I'm doing this homework problem. Anyways.
Okay.
Okay, next one is how do telephone wires work?
I genuinely don't know. Kate, just wires in general. Like, when I plug in my headphones, how does sound come from my phone into my headphones?
I don't know. Bluetooth makes more sense to me than that.
I agree. Which, that's a whole nother thing.
Because that's just, like, the sound is coming, like, from some...
Yeah.
But maybe it's
But
just,
telephone wires specifically?
Telephone wires are weird.
I've never actually learned about it at all.
I haven't either.
But, like, does it...
We should ask her parents.
Especially now it bounces up to space in all of our little satellites and comes back down. But, like, when I don't get it.
Let's just ask. Okay. I don't even... Like, I genuinely...
I just don't know. Okay, this is long.
Okay, wow. Maybe just... Oh, wow. It's telling us a lot of stuff. You talk, the signal travels through wires.
Well, no shit!
It gets routed, and the other person hears what you said. That's how telephone wires work. Thanks, chat.
That was demeaning.
Let's read the... I know, that was very demeaning. Well, the simple version isn't long. This one.
When you're talking to a phone, your voice is turned into an electrical signal. The signal travels through the telephone wires like the ones you see on poles. At different points, Aria looks outside of the telephone pole.
my voice is there.
At different points, the signal might go through switches and stations that help it find the right path to the person you're calling. The signal reaches the other person's phone. The signal is turned back into sound, and the person hears what you said.
So, but this is happening in, like, nanoseconds.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you say something and you have to wait for it to do all of that. Like, that's happening in, like so fast.
I still don't get it.
I don't either.
Especially
I'm
with
looking
okay,
at these telephone lines.
If back in the day when man used to use phones with wires on the wall, I could see where it go through the wall and it connect to the and then it would go. But now with phones, like mobile devices, not plugged into anything, I don't understand how that works. I still don't get it.
Let's ask chat. So it's the same thing, but it's just wireless transmission. So the digital signal is sent wirelessly from your mobile device to the nearest, cell towers. That's why, like, I watch a lot of, cop shows. Like, have you seen, like, Criminal Minds?
Yeah.
Like, stuff like that. They're always, like, when they track their phones, they don't necessarily, this is back in the olden days, know the exact location of the phone, but they know, like, okay, like, it hit this cell tower and this cell tower. So that's why if you don't have service, it's because there's not a cell tower by you.
Yeah. Okay. I get the concept, but I still don't get it.
It still blows my mind. But then, like, Wi-Fi is similar.
Yes. Wi-Fi makes more sense to me.
Wi-Fi makes a lot more sense to me. Like, oh, okay, like, there's a network. You're connected to it. Then you have internet.
But how does my voice go through a wire?
That's what... Well, because it... Are you talking about the telephone?
Yeah.
Because it goes... It's an electrical signal.
And it turns your voice into an electrical signal and then switches it back into the other person's phone.
Yeah.
What if somebody else's signal bumps into your signal and then your voices get all scrambled and it sends the wrong thing to a different phone? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. It could happen. Someone out there is shaking their head at me.
Someone out there is like, these idiots.
These guys are stupid.
Okay,
so basically, there you have it. That's how telephone poles work.
Yeah.
Telephone wires.
Next one is, why is it so embarrassing to walk around with your backpack open?
Like, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but I always feel like an idiot.
And someone's like, your backpack's open, or someone comes and zips it for you, and you're like, thank you. Awkward.
Yeah, but I feel like whenever I go and tell people, I do it because I'm like, oh, I don't want your stuff to fall out.
Like, I don't care.
I don't
think it's embarrassing at all.
I don't think you're an idiot.
Unless their stuff is falling out.
Yeah. I'm always just like, oh, like, I just want to help you out.
Yeah. I don't know. The world may never know why that is embarrassing.
I don't know.
And it doesn't need to be.
I'm so curious to see what chat has to say.
Oh, this is long.
It's giving us such... Okay. The points are, Feeling embarrassed about walking around with an open backpack is often related to a concern of personal belongings, a desire to appear organized, or the fear of judgment from others. Here are a few reasons why it might feel embarrassing. Exposure of personal items. Oh, in junior high, did you ever have a tampon fall out of your backpack?
Oh, yeah. Oh, trauma.
Yeah. Fear of losing items. Yeah, I don't want to lose my stuff.
Yep.
Social expectations. That one's...
Social expectations are stupid.
I don't think that anyone is, like, idiot with their...
Idiot!
Like, no one's
saying
that.
And if they are,
don't be their friend.
Don't be their friend.
Appearance of carelessness. I don't think that that's carelessness. I like, genuinely on campus, I'm just like...
I forgot.
Oh, yeah, like, I was rushing out of class. Like,
yeah.
Concern for personal image. No.
Moral of the story, don't be embarrassed if your backpack's open. Hopefully a good friend will come and close it for you.
And if they're not nice about it, then block them.
This one's good. Okay. This is a question that we just don't have an answer to. When you walk into the bathroom, this is a scenario. When you walk into the bathroom and see someone you know, so you start talking, but then you both go into a stall, do you continue the conversation or do you stop talking? And then do you, like, continue the conversation when you're washing your hands? All options seem a little awkward.
I always talk in the stall.
I feel like...
makes it less weird.
If we're super tight friends, like, we've done that before and we keep talking. I've done that with Reagan.
I do it with strangers.
I don't think I talk to strangers. I'm not that kind of person.
One time, I was... this is, like, when I was about to leave on my mission. No. It was my freshman year of college. And I dated this boy in high school, and I was like, I don't know if I should get back with him. Like, it was a mess. Anyways. So I'm just, like, in the bathroom, and I'm like, guys, like, I have a question for everyone in here.
You're on the toilet.
I'm, like, pooping.
Are you with your friends or just your strangers? Just
random people.
Wait.
At Texas Red House. And I'm like, should I get back with my ex? And everyone's like, no! It was so funny. And I was like, okay. I should have videoed it because it was so funny.
Wait, we need to have more public forums in the bathroom.
We do.
Like, if anybody has a life question, go in the bathroom with lots of people and ask, hey, and everyone who's peeing, this might be weird, but like, what school should I go to?
Should I change my major?
like, should I marry this boy or not?
I'm already engaged.
That's funny.
Oh, chat's telling us to respect privacy.
Because also, other people might not want to hear your conversation.
That's true. But also, I love it. But I just love tea. Like,
me too.
When I hear people, I'm always like, I hate drama. I don't participate in that. Mm-hmm. But then when I hear it, I don't want to be a part of it.
Like, oh, give it to me.
I just want to observe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. Chat's telling us to resume outside the restroom. I never do that.
No. Feel free to have conversation in the bathroom. That's what we're telling you. That's the answer that we have tried to find.
What do you say when someone knocks on the bathroom door and you're in there?
This one's just awkward.
I would just say, yeah. Or it depends on what they say. Like, is someone in here? I'd just say, yeah. But also, like, if the door's locked, duh, someone's in there.
I'm like, I'm in here.
So it's more on them for asking
When you're trying to unclose at a store and the person, like, bangs on the door and then starts unlocking, and I'm like, I'm in here!
I'm literally naked
I'm not done yet! Somebody actually did walk in on me once. It was crazy. I already had my clothes on. And they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, you're chill.
You're like,
it was awkward.
What if?
It was weird.
You have to give me this for free now.
Thank you. I feel violated. I'm suing. Give it to me for free.
Yep. Let's see what chat has to say. Oh, it gave us some options.
They said, occupied, someone's in here, just a moment, I'll be out in a minute, it's taken, give me a sec.
I love it. Says, choose a response that feels comfortable for you.
Oh my gosh.
The key is to convey that the bathroom is in use and that they should wait for a moment. Keeping it brief and to the point helps maintain privacy and avoids potential awkwardness. Thanks, chat.
Thank you, chat.
I love that.
Who names things? Such as poles and chairs and, like, windows. Like, who one day said, that's a pole or that's a chair? Like, for all we know, chairs could really be called tables and tables could be chairs. But, like, one day somebody just said, this is a chair or, like, this is a door.
I feel like it's just the people that invent it.
But, like, how do they come up with that? Like, you know when you're trying to, like, start?
I don't know.
Like, people think of, like, business plans, like, a clothing company. Like, how do they know what to name them? But one day, so, like, if I invented a thing, like chair, seems so normal, but, like, I couldn't invent a word that's, like, chair.
Yeah, I couldn't invent the word.
Like, this is a thing I invented, and its name is Pfluger. That's not...
That's how they did it.
That's how they did it.
Just how you just did that.
And now Pfluger is just a normal...
Pfluger. What's a Pfluger?
I don't know. Now we have to invent it. But it sounds ridiculous.
We're gonna invent
Pfluger,
it.
Pfluger, patent pending, trademark. Nobody can take it. I'm gonna invent something. Thanks.
Okay, what's the next one, Lex?
The next one says, what is the black market and how does it work? How do you tap into it? Who started it?
Who started the black market? Who started?
One person had to have done it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even know, because people just say, like, oh, black market.
Oh, the black market.
And I'm like,
how do I find it? Yeah. Do I search black market on Google and say, I need a Pfluger?
I need an organ.
Oh, are you guys podcasting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in it?
Who do you think started the black market? And how do we tap into it?
Started it? Like, I think the black market has to have always existed. Any shady deal?
Well, yeah, but like, somebody bought something off of
the black market.
The black market. Like, how did it start? It didn't just come from nowhere.
I feel like it probably started whenever civilization started.
It's just like, maybe under like the
Roman Empire.
But what is it now? I feel like it's a website where everything's just black and dismal.
I think of the
second Wreck-It Ralph movie, where they, like, go down and it's, like, scary down there and you don't want to be there.
I feel like online...
Don't pick.
Like, the black market, you would, like, have to know. I feel like... Like, you... Do you remember hearing that whole scam about that one, like, furniture company?
Wayfair?
Where, like... Yeah, and the furniture, like, there were certain furnitures that you could buy and it was, like, actually, like, children...
What?
You could buy and it was like a whole like human trafficking scam.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, but like obviously you couldn't buy the things unless like you knew like the code to put in or something.
Oh.
And like that's what I consider the black market. It's like anything that's like kind of shady.
Off the books.
But like I don't think there's like a legit website. Like I think it's like hidden things like that.
Oh.
Where you have to like know someone to buy it.
But how does someone just get into that? I mean, you can always find what you're looking for if you're looking.
I think you, like, ask about
it. Yeah, it's, like, who you know.
That's crazy.
We just don't know the right people.
We just don't know the right people.
Because I know, like, people do, like organ.
Yeah,
there's this buy organs. Crazy story. This lady, a group of ladies, they want to get breast implants.
Uh-huh.
But it's way cheaper to do it in Dubai. Uh-huh. So they all go to Dubai to get the surgery done. And then, like, they come back and they're, like... One of the ladies is like, guys, like, my stomach hurt. Like, she has all this, like, pelvic pain, whatever. Like, she's so sick. She goes to the doctor. She has one less kidney.
What?
I don't even know if that's real, but I feel like that to me is like, oh, that's a black market.
Did she get her breast implant?
They just took
in a kidney. Yeah, okay, kidney that's scary. That scares me about surgery on a whole new level. I've never even thought about that before.
But I want to be like, how did you not notice? Like, did you, like, they had to have, like, sliced you open.
Yeah, with the beans.
Like, did you not? Oh my gosh, that's okay, insane! Well,
that's the black that's market. I feel like we shouldn't market. Search that one into chat.
No, I
that
don't
That one
want
just
to know.
Seems a little risky.
I don't want the government to... Well, the government's already listening to us, apparently.
This is true. Whatever.
At least Alexa is.
Alexa is always listening. One time, I asked Alexa, I was like, hey, Alexa, are you, like, recording everything that we're saying and giving it to the government? And then she just makes this little noise. She's just like, I don't know. It didn't say anything, and I was like...
Shady.
Interesting.
Shady.
I went over there, I, like, unplug her.
Black market. That's
You're getting crazy. Unplugged.
Okay.
I think it's your turn.
Next one is, how does debt work, and why is the U.S. in debt so big? Also, everyone always says the whole world is in debt. Who are we in debt to? Like, just, like, a chip. I mean, obviously, we know how debt works, okay? You borrow money, and you owe someone money, okay? We're not that...
I'm not that dumb.
But, like, I feel like we give so many resources to, like, other countries, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's great that America does that. But it's, like, if we're in debt, like...
Don't understand debt.
Are we most in debt to China?
Probably.
Everything's made in China.
Like, it's all about importing.
I just asked chat how much debt the United States is in. And it says, as of my last knowledge update in January 2022. So that was, like, 2 years ago. The exact amount... Chat doesn't know the number. So, regular Google just says the federal government needs to borrow money to pay its bills when its ongoing spending activities and investments cannot be funded by federal revenues alone. But, like, well, it's crazy to me because I want to, like, what are we spending money on? Like, what are we, where are my taxes going?
And then I watch shows, like CAA shows, and they're like, oh, the CAA's got it covered, and they've, like, built a whole building overnight, and you're like,
yeah.
What are my tax dollars for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's another thing I don't understand is taxes.
I don't understand taxes.
And
someone will explain it to me, but, you know, I just...
Every time I go and look at, like, my pay stub, it's like, you worked this many hours, it has, like, my gross income,
mm-hmm.
and then it's, like, net income, and it's, like, I swear they take all my money.
I know.
And I'm like, when was the government working with me for those 8 hours?
Like, I was suffering through those alone.
I don't remember that.
I don't get it. It's okay. Someday I'll understand money and taxes and such, but
why
to just
teach us
today's not the day. I don't know.
Why are we learning the Pythagorean theorem?
I don't know.
Have I used that since 8th grade?
No.
Well, I used it in high school for a math class and haven't used it anyways.
No. No.
Okay, that one was crazy.
Okay, next one. After that crazy one, here's another crazy one. Why do men have nipples?
Because we get why women have nipples.
Yeah, they're functional.
They're functional, they have a purpose, our bodies just automatically know what to do. Why do men? I'm trying to imagine, like, if men didn't.
I mean, it would be weird, but also if they didn't.
But if they just never did. This, I literally have no idea. Let's ask Jeff. Both men and women have nipples because during early fetal development, all embryos follow a similar blueprint before sexual differentiation occurs.
Oh.
But why isn't, like, the nipples developing a part of that, of the sexual differentiation?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
An unborn baby has not yet developed clear gender characteristics at that stage. But around 18 weeks, then that's when it undergoes the process of sexual differentiation.
Just the way God designed it, I guess.
I love that it says, while nipples themselves serve no specific function in males, their presence does not pose any harm. They're essentially a byproduct of an early stages of embryonic development before the differentiation into distinct male and female characteristic occurs.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so glad to hear that they don't cause any harm.
Thank you. I was worried. Oh my gosh.
That one, I don't really have anything else to say.
That's all. Okay, wait. This one's funny to me. This is a question that I have. Why and when did Americans stop having a British accent? Think of 13 colonies vibes. They come over from England. They settle here and they're like, screw those guys. I'm going to stop talking like them. And I'm going to make up, I'm going to say aluminum instead of aluminium. And then everyone over in England was like, oh, don't you dare.
I'm going to spell gray, G-R-E-Y.
Scandal.
G-R-A-Y.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm going to take the U out of all of those words. I think of that sometime. They really just took out the U's. They don't need to be there.
They don't.
They're pronounced the same.
So, like, how did that happen?
Well, in other countries, too. I think of, like, because even, like, a bunch of Italians came and settled in America. New England.
But, like, if somebody came and started living here right now, they'd still keep their accent.
Yeah.
So, like, why did the 13 colonies...
Why did they decide that?
Like, where did an American accent come from?
Right. I even think of, like... In Spanish, there are so many different accents. Or in Portuguese, there are too. How did they decide that?
Yeah. Where did accents come from?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe people in different continents just, like, had... That's just how they talked. Mm-hmm. And they just... That's just how they learned. And so that's just why they're different.
I'm not convinced British accents are real. I think they're acting.
Like a thick Cockney accent?
Like, they...
What is that?
They go home...
I mean, it's awesome.
And they're like, ugh, finally, like, I can talk normally. Like, that was exhausting today.
That was exhausting. Did you ever watch Ted Lasso?
I'm just talking in a British accent. What?
Did you watch Ted Lasso?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that show's so good. They have the thickest accents
really?
On that show. Yes. I don't remember what they say, but there's this one guy, and he says poopy, but he's like, poopy.
You're
like, what?
When I was in London, they literally were like, they would make fun of us.
Really?
Because they were like, I can't even do it. They would say it in a British accent, but they'd be like, you guys sound like... You have, like, some twang. Like,
what?
Like, they were like, are you guys from Texas? And we were like, we're from Utah.
We don't have twang. We have far from it.
And I was like, I know I don't pronounce the T in mountain. Actually, I feel like I do sometimes.
Mountain.
It depends on the day.
Depends who I'm with.
Anyways, should we ask chat?
Yeah.
What? So much.
No, it's giving us a whole history book.
Oh, wait. Read the last paragraph.
Okay. So rather than Americans losing a British accent, it's more accurate to say that both Americans and British accents have diverged over the centuries due to the combination of historical, social, and geographic factors.
What is a geographic? What does that mean?
Just the distance.
Distance?
Higher elevation, so they just...
Higher elevation, it's like helium. They're breathing different air than us. That's true, though, because even in the United States, we have different...
But when people come from the 13 colonies, and then they all went west, and they all settled in different places, how did Texans just decide to have twang, but then people that kept going farther was like, no, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Never will.
Well, I feel like you, when you're around people, you start to kind of...
Yes.
Talk like
But,
that?
Like, the first ones, how did they come up with that?
I have no idea.
Who invented twang? I want to sue them. I don't like it. Hot take. I don't like twang.
I don't either. Or country music.
Thank you.
I hate country music.
Me too.
Beyonce writing a country song, I was like...
Hot take. I think it's boring. I mean, I don't think it's a country song just because it's not twangy.
Yeah, it's
not. I mean, I'm not going to... I can't categorize it because I don't like country.
I don't either.
But everyone and their dog is using it in all of their reels, and I'm already over it.
Me too.
And it's boring.
I don't like it. I've only heard, like, the first part.
This ain't Texas.
Woo!
It's just kind of boring.
Yeah,
I'm honestly just not impressed.
Me neither.
Sorry, Beyonce.
I'm unimpressed, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, our next one is leap year. Why did one day we just decide, oh, we're going to put an extra day?
Well, it's even less days.
Every 4 years. Huh?
It's not even 30 or 31 like all the other months.
Yeah, why? First of all, why does February only have 28 days? But then why do we randomly have 29 days every 4 years?
I don't know.
Like... Is it the way that the sun...
They're like, this is going to be so great. We've got it all mapped out for the whole year. And then, like, fetch, we miscounted and it's only February.
But why not just, like, take, like, only have 30 days in January and 30 days in March? Give two of those days to February.
Well, why can't every single month have 30 days?
Yeah.
Why 30, 31? Why back and forth?
Why do I... You know, did they ever teach you the thing with your hand?
I actually never learned
January,
it.
January, February, March, April.
Well... Let's ask chat. While Ari is asking chat, I wanted to tell you about an event I did. It was the 28th of February, and I said, I want to have a leap day party. And so I made a little flyer, and I said, all of my friends, come out to the quad on campus, and we're going to play leapfrog. And then it was so much fun, and everybody played leapfrog with me, and it was epic. That's
it
all.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
I was there.
But it was so
but
fun!
It was awesome. Okay. Let's see. The concept of leap year was introduced to align the calendar year with the astronomical year, specifically the Earth's orbit around the sun, which, like, makes sense. Like, we make a calendar year, like, the day is 24 hours because the sun is up for 12 hours and down for 12 hours, like, relatively. Obviously, that changes. The leap year system was first introduced by the ancient Romans. Oh, those Romans.
Those friggin' Romans.
The rule for leap year has undergone modifications over time. The current system, Gregorian calendar. So we've been doing this since 1582.
But why?
So years divisible by 4 are leap year. However, years divisible by 100 are not leap years unless the year is also divisible by 400, in which case it is a leap year.
The fetch?
This,
but why?
I don't know. The adjustment ensures that the average length of the calendar year remains close to the tropical year, which is the time it takes for the Earth to complete the orbit around the sun.
So is the orbit just longer this year?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about.
Like, is it...
It says, without the addition of leap years, the calendar would gradually drift out of sync with the astronomical seasons over the centuries.
Oh.
The introduction of leap years helps maintain a more accurate alignment between our calendars. Okay, but...
But why?
I feel like it's doing that anyways.
Really?
Like, it didn't snow really at all in December.
Yeah.
At least in Utah. Like,
yeah.
But now it's March, and it snowed the other day.
Well, last year it snowed until April.
Yeah, it snowed until April. So I feel like, in my opinion, like, it's already shifting. I don't know.
Moral of the story, what I'm learning from this experience, is that I still don't understand anything, and I think the way that people invent and decide things is dumb.
Well, and, like...
But, like, somebody has to do it.
I'm just gonna start inventing and deciding things.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Every second hour of every fifth day is... Flugel day.
It's Flugel day. And it's only 40 minutes.
And everybody has to stand on their heads.
Who invented Diet Coke? That's what I want to know. I want to speak to them, and I want to give them a kiss on the forehead.
That's the only thing that makes sense in this life.
That's the only thing. That and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Facts. There's a lot more.
The last thing we had on our list was inflation. And that kind of goes with the debt thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone's like, oh, the price of everything's going up, I want to, like, why is the
price going up? Just stop raising your prices.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Why don't we all collectively just be like, hey, guys, let's lower the prices. Let's lower the prices. Is it because people are getting greedy? Like, I guess, is it, like, what I want to know, what is, why does inflation occur? That's what we're asking ChatGPT. Okay, so I guess, yeah, like, the supply and demand part makes sense. Like, okay, like, if we don't have a lot of them, like, if there's a lot of demand, not a lot of supply.
Then they're just going to charge more for it.
Then they charge more for
it. But, like, just don't. Charge more. See, yeah. This is me being ignorant and thinking that everything can be solved very simply.
Yeah. Well,
it cannot.
It probably...
There's probably a reason why inflation exists, and I just don't understand it.
Or even things like recessions.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, like, I'm dumbfounded.
When I go into my, like... I think we should go back to exchanging things.
That'd be great.
And talents.
I will make you some bread if you make me a shirt.
Yes.
I think it'd be fun.
We should do that. Let's go back to
Let's have a little market at the chateau.
Wait, that would be fun.
That'd be funny.
And a car wash.
Okay.
Should we tell them about our car wash experience today to close this episode?
I think so. Okay, so we have a longer list of things to share. However, these are hurting our brains and we're tired. So we're just going to read them to you and then And then they can fester in your brains like they do for ours. Here we go. Is math discovered or created? Are there more doors or wheels? How does Bluetooth work? How does traffic work? I don't understand how traffic works. I'll never get it. How does Wi-Fi work? It's a wire underground, so why can't I access it anywhere? Who named the planets? That one's probably an easy answer. What's the point of voting if we have an electoral college? I know someone could explain this to me, but I'll never be able to wrap my head around it. How records and record players works. I actually just watched a video on this and now I understand it. It's kind of cool.
Send it to me.
Actually, I still will never be able to truly understand it because it's crazy.
I love my record player.
How AirDrop works.
And now with iOS 17, you literally just go up to someone and put your phone
crazy!
Next to them.
It's so sick. Weird. Okay. When things go stale, why do hard things go soft but soft things go hard? How is it that there are just dirt and water on the earth and we turn that into a fax machine or a fridge or...
How did I get this watch on my wrist or this sweater?
I don't know.
The sheep.
Barcodes and QR codes.
Those don't make... And, like, I can just open my camera app and scan a QR code.
And it will just know. I don't get it, man. So that's all of the things that we don't understand. There's definitely more.
There's probably more.
I also don't understand how planes fly and how boats flow. You can explain buoyancy and air currents to me all day long, but I won't get it. Because a hunk of metal in the air... should not make sense.
And, like, those giant Navy ships?
Should not make sense.
That planes, like, take off of and land on?
Or, like, the big... Yes.
Cruise ships?
Yes. Yes.
I think...
Don't
like,
get it.
Like, there's an entire country on that cruise ship.
Yeah. And yet it floats, and it
and
moves,
it
and there's millions
and
of them on planet Earth.
And when it's going through waves, it doesn't just, like, meow.
Yeah, what?
No one... You guys couldn't see that, but I just fell over.
She just did a little tip over, like the Titanic.
That's true. Not all boats float. awkward.
And anyways, the vastness of the sea.
How can you say the mermaids don't exist if 97 or whatever percent of it hasn't even been explored?
Don't get it. Will we be able to explore it someday? Don't think so.
No. Remember when those people tried and their whole entire submarine
imploded?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well...
I touched a stingray the other day, by the way, and a starfish.
Wow.
That's my connection to this. At the aquarium. My grandpa took us all.
Love. Love. Anyway, to close, we have a quick story for you. Here I am, driving home, and I see two men with a poster that says, Car Wash for Charity. They looked a little interesting, wearing crop tops, and I said, let's go check this out. I rolled down my window, I say, what's going on? They said, turn left, go get a car wash. I said, okay. So I turn left. I pull up to the frat house.
Sigep.
SIGEP. And lo and behold, here in front of me were 20 boys in not very much clothing washing my car. Guys, it was just like in the movies. You know when in the movies and they're like, a car wash, and like one person goes into the line with all the like hottie cheerleaders, and then one of them is like the boys, and they're like, oh, why did we get in this line? It was the boys, and it was the crazy thing. I was laughing my head off, and they're like squeezing the sponges all over themselves and like grinding on my car. So immediately zoom home, go get my roommates. I'm like, Aria, Izzy, Summer, Abby, we have to go get another car wash. So we get in Izzy's car, we go get another one. Then we get home, we come get Mikkel, and we take Mikkel's car, and we just get another car wash. It was the funniest thing ever.
It was honestly hilarious because they thought they were so hot.
Yeah.
And all of us were like I did not see any abs there. It was more just funny, like, the second time we pulled up, I was like, all right, guys, like, give us the best performance of all day, and they didn't even really clean the car that well, but...
But we got a show.
It was mostly just funny, like, I was crying laughing, selling their bodies for charity. Anything for charity. I'm like, how do I know that this goes to charity if I'm Venmoing SIGEP frat house?
It's for their next party, probably.
Well, then I asked the guy that, and he goes... Because our friend has type 1 diabetes, and we're donating it to people with diabetes. And I was like, what?
Sick.
What does that mean?
Anyway, on that terrible bombshell.
That's another thing you'll never understand. It's Greek life.
Someday I'll learn, maybe.
Anyway,
guys, don't be a dry sponge. Go learn the things about the world so you understand more than we do.
Have a great day. We love you. Peace and blessings.
Ciao.
Bye.